And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 12 minutes on the clock as we get ready to move to the second half of action. Bombers will kick off. Cardenas with the ball teed up at the 40. And we'll see another one of these pooch kicks, and we'll see if Mountain Home can get to it. No, we won't. It's going to be an onside kick, and Mountain Home gets the ball. It's covered by the kicker, Dawson Tabor. Tabor comes up with the onside kick, and Mountain Home has the football at the 49 of Nettleton.
But it's not going to hold, Brad.
You don't think
so? Got the official on the near side has come out and marked the first touching of the ball short of the 50-yard line.
Uh-huh. It's going to be Nettleton Ballville. So illegal touching against Mountain Home. Oh, and Coach Maddox is hot. We've got an official on the Mountain Home sideline who marked it across the 50, which is the 10 yards that ball has to travel before the kicking team can touch it.
And if you look where he just picked up his beanbag,
uh-huh,
it was across the 50.
Whoo! And where they marked the ball is about a half yard shy. And the official on the Nettleton sideline made the call.
After some assistance from the Nettleton coaching staff.
Oh,
they were
my.
Definitely in his ear.
Hey, I love the call, though, with the onside kick to start the second half to try to keep the football. Instead, Nettleton has it on the Mountain Home side. Handoff up the middle, Young. He is hit and is going to pick up about a yard and a half, maybe two on the play, and that's going to be it.
Flag on the far side, Brad, coming in from the side
That's
going
to be probably a sideline warning, I'm guessing. I know the Mountain Home coaches were still upset over the call.
Will it be a warning or will it be an actual penalty?
They're going to mark off yardage. It is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Mountain Home. So 15 yards tacked on to the end of the run. The run goes to the 47, and then we'll mark it to the 32 with the penalty. Boy, you cannot ask for a rougher start to the second half. Second penalty for 20 yards now against the Raiders. Oh, against the Bombers, I should say. First down of the Mountain Home 32, the toss sweep. Young starts right, shuffles, turns it upfield, and he's going to be near first down, a 9-yard gain down to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, on that toss, they actually pulled a couple of linemen and had them out front. They were able to kick out the guys that came up to respond to the play, and that opened it up for a big 9-yard gain.
That's only the sixth first down by the Raiders. The Bombers had 12 in the first half, which is about what they had the first two games combined. They have looked good tonight. Second and a yard here for Nettleton. Play action. Carter to throw, completes right side. At the 15, the man sidesteps the tackler, takes it to the 10. The completion to Devin Alexander, and he's going to be out of bounds at the 11. It's a 12-yard pickup and a first down.
Good job by Alexander using his feet and made a guy miss, and then picked up another 6-7 yards.
So first down for Nettleton at the 11-yard line of Mountain Home. The Bombers try to start the second half with an onside kick. They did not let the ball move 10 yards before they touched it, and so Nettleton got good field position, and then the 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty has put the Raiders in great field position. Up the middle, Young. He's untouched till he gets to the 2, and he's in for the touchdown. And Nettleton has tied the game, and an extra point will put them on top, and that is not the way this second half needed to start for this Mountain Home football club.
Well, Mountain Home's been punched in the mouth. You know, that we've been controlling the ball game since the outset, so now we have to respond.
Young with the second touchdown run of the night. Golden in for the extra point now for the Raiders. Low snap, and the kick is good. 21-20, Nettleton has taken their first lead of the night. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:57 left in this third quarter. Sonny, Mountain Home delivered several big blows in the first half. Now Nettleton delivers the first one of this second half, and it's going to be a big series here for this Mountain Home offense.
Definitely the response is going to be crucial, because do you maintain your confidence and your swagger that you had in the first half, or do you regress and think back to yourself that we can't do this, which is the one thing that the attitude has been so different tonight for this team.
Right.
You know, now you got to respond. You need to pick up some first downs and get that back and then punch it into the end zone.
We've got a flag on the kickoff, and this is going to be an offside penalty against the Raiders. They'll bring this one back it up 5 yards, and kick it again.
Will be interesting to see if they try to get sneaky with their kicking game. They already seen that tonight from them. They did go back to that bunch formation on the kickoff. I don't think Golden's got the leg to get it to the end zone. He was a little short this time. He did it earlier going to the opposite direction. But from the 35, I don't think he's getting it to the end zone. So I think we have the opportunity for a big return. Walker and McKay are back there, and it could be a chance for us to make some noise there.
So, again, we wait for the kickoff, and Nettleton will get ready to boot this way. This is Golden kicking. The return man back at about the between the 7 and 15-yard line. This is a deep kick, and Walker will take it from the 5-yard line across the 15 to 20. He's at the 20, 30, 35, and down to the 36-yard line, and a nice return by Logan Walker.
Once he was able to make that cutback, he had the two outside blockers that opened up that hole. They got him an extra 10, maybe 12 yards there on that carry. They don't cover well.
No.
You know, they don't. They have not shown great coverage skills. So, you know, there's opportunities there for us in the return game.
10:48 left, third quarter. Nettleton with his first lead of the ball game, ahead 21-20 now. The missed extra point by Mountain Home, the difference in the game to this point.
Nettleton still with the 7-man defensive front.
And the toss comes to Hershberger to the near side, pulling tacklers with him out to the 39-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 on the play.
He is such a tough runner. A lot of that was just on his effort alone. There was penetration and contact with defenders in the backfield, and he was able to power his way out for about 3.5 yards.
Second down on about 7 coming up here for Mountain Home. Bombers just shy of 200 yards of total offense in that first half. And the toss again comes to Hershberger. He's hit in the backfield and falls ahead for a gain of 1 to the 40. I'm just amazed at the officials. We've got one spotting at the 40, one at the 41.
This guy's side judge here, he likes to they're just definitely not on the same page between those two side judges.
It's funny because the guy on the Nettleton sideline headed to the 40. The guy on the Mount Home sideline headed to the 41.
And the guy on the Nettleton sideline, for some reason, continues to win the spotting
battle. He does, yes. So third and 6 here for Mountain Home with 9:35 left in this third quarter. Big third down play for this Mountain Home offense. Ogier is the fullback. The toss goes to McKay. Bounces it to the outside. He has some room at the 50, the 45, the 40, 35, 30. Being pulled down from behind all the way down to the 35 of Nettleton. The Bombers convert on third down with a big play by Bryce McKay.
Now that time it was just a toss sweep, and it was made to go outside. There was no reading the hole there. He just was able to outrun the entire defense before he finally got chased down on the sideline. But McKay keeps breaking plays like that. That's what you have to do to keep that inside open, because they have got to start playing that legitimately to take it, or to compensate for his speed. And if not, we'll take that all day long.
A 35-yard run by McKay. Where was he at halftime? He wasn't quite at 100 yards.
He had 84 at the break.
So he's obviously over that now after that 35-yard scamper. Down to the 25 of Nettleton. So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. And the toss is to McKay once again. Cuts it inside, and he is going to pick up about four down to the 21-yard line.
And that's that little follow play. That one is designed. You notice the toss is a little bit different. That's that little quick toss. The previous play, they let him get out on the edge a little more before it was, it's a longer toss. But it's definitely something you got to do when you see them caving inside with those defenders, especially those ends. If they start slanting hard to the inside, then you can take advantage of that. That and the counter.
Second down here for Mountain Home. Second and six at the 21-yard line. And Bogey, the first man through. And a quick hitter is going to pick up about three down to the 18-yard line.
Lyman downfield again, you know, several yards. That run, that's I'm not so sure about that spot. That spot's a little short. He carried, I thought he got a little more effort than that.
They're going to mark it at the 18 with a three-yard gain.
But we'll take three, and then we'll go on fourth, and we'll get three more and convert on the fourth down conversions.
Just under 8 minutes left in this third quarter. Mountain Home down by one, 21-20. Missed EP, the difference right now. Third down and about three here for Mountain Home. And the toss is to McKay trying to get to the corner. He is tripped up. Boy, nice job defensively. The strong safety Dent came up that time and put the hit on McKay. No gain on the play.
He was playing that downhill all the way, flying to the football. And in that case, he did not get that break on the corner that he got the first time and got stopped before he could ever get started.
They're going to mark him at the 17 with his progress, so a gain of one officially. So fourth and two here for Mountain Home. They're at the 17. They've got to get to the 15 to keep the drive going.
You pull out the counter here. Everybody is within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yes. Oh, and Mountain Home moved. False starts. It was Brogier who was trying to get a head start on that snap count. So now instead of fourth and two, it's fourth and seven. The Bombers had eight penalties last week. That's only the third tonight. Boy, this comes at a very inopportune time, though.
Definitely. This is a much harder challenge to get a first down of, 7 yards here we're facing. So you're going to have to pull out the counter. You're going to have to get something to get some space. It won't be there in the middle, and maybe we can get off, run off the tackle tight end gap and pick it up that way.
Fourth and seven for this Mountain Home offense. And there's the counter play. It's McKay. Oh, there's a flag. He's in the end zone for the touchdown. This one's coming back, though. Oh, my goodness. Executed perfectly, but the flag. The flag's at the 21-yard line.
I don't know, as fast as that play, how you could have time to hold somebody.
I know. It is a hold against Mountain Home. So the touchdown comes off the board. The 22-yard touchdown run is negated. The penalty was at the 21, so it should back it up to the 31-yard line. Oh, that's tough.
They've moved it all the way back to the 32.
Well, they have, haven't they? So the penalty is the second in a row against Mountain Home. Now you're looking at fourth and about what's got to get to the 15. Fourth and 17 here for the Bombers.
Now the ball probably has to go into the air.
Yes. And back to passes. Stockton looking right side for McKay. Dives and cannot come down with it. Went up between two defenders and it's incomplete. And
got his hands on it, had a chance to make
did.
A play.
Yep.
There was, a little bit of contact there as well, but when did the contact occur? After the first touching or before the ball got to McKay?
I thought it was the right call not to throw the flag myself, but. Oh, McKay wanted it.
Yeah, he definitely wanted it. And, now you have to answer.
The Bombers down by one as Nettleton has stopped Mountain Home for the first time tonight. And the Raiders get the football back. Play action. Carter His pass completes on the far sideline to Alexander, and he is going to pick up about 8 or so on the play.
Nice little quick toss out there, let him work in space. Defender came up to make the play, made the play, just playing a little bit of a cushion. You got to respect that speed for Nettleton's receiving core.
It's a 9-yard gain to the 41. So second and a yard here for the Raiders. Motion comes to the near side. They'll hand it off inside to Young. First down run, and he's going to be near the 44-yard line to pick up of about 3.
Nice pickup, but a good job by the defense there, stepping up, making a tackle, you know, not letting him get into the second tier of the defense for a big run.
You know, I said at the start of this about how the Raiders have stopped Mountain Home for the first time tonight. They didn't really stop Mountain Home. It was back-to-back penalties.
That's right.
Stopped Mountain Home.
It was mistakes that stopped us, and, you know, that pass could have been caught as easily as it fell incomplete.
Yes. So the defense has to step up now. Here's the handoff cut toss where they're coming to the near side. The ball came out. They're going to say the runner was down, though. Runner was down, the official on the near side says. And so it's going to be second and about 10 here. No gain on the play. Young is down right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a great job on the tackle by Bashir's coming up.
Good job defensively by Mountain Home. They'll mark him about a half yard gain to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Tabor is having some trouble with his calf, it looks like, and he's been replaced at defensive end right now.
Here's a play action pass, incomplete, and Carter missed his wide open receiver, Perkins. Short hopped him in, so it's going to be third and about 9 here for the Raiders.
Short hops him, and Perkins makes that catch.
But when he hits him in the hands is when he struggled tonight. The young man, this is his first year to play football. He's a track star, and we've certainly seen his speed tonight and the athleticism, but his hands are still developing. Third and 9 here for the Raiders. Can the Bomber defense come up with a stop? Flushing Carter out of the pocket. He tucks and runs. He has a first down. And he's going to be tackled at about the 41 of Mountain Home.
Had a missed tackle at about the 50 that would have stopped him short.
Yes. 10th first down of the night for Nettleton. 13 for the Bombers.
He's shown off his legs now, so do we have to start playing, making a defensive adjustment? Or I think that since we had such good coverage, he's pulling it down and running, so it's going to be kind of, you know, a give-and-take situation if you adjust for his running.
Motion, and here's that jet sweep now to Perkins. Perkins is going to be hit and knocked backwards. Well played by the Bombers. I'll try to see, is that Lindsay at the bottom of the pile? We'll see who gets up there. They made the initial contact. It's about a 2-yard gain. And
Bashir's
no, that's
Tatum
Bashir's. Yes, good job.
He's excellent on this defensive series. Two great tackles.
It's a 2-yard gain on the carry by Perkins. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I guarantee when they run that play, they're expecting a lot more than 2 yards.
Yes. 3:44 left in the third quarter. Nettleton leads it 21-20. Mountain Home has dominated most of this game. Carter back to pass. He's going to be flat out of the pocket, and he eludes one tackler. He's going to be inside the 30, a first down run to the 28-yard line.
There's a penalty flag in the backfield, Brad.
Yes, over here
at the
right
40.
At the 40.
There's a flag on the play.
And they're backing up, so you would think it would be a hold from where the flag is. And it is a hold.
Holding against the Raiders.
So the first down run is negated, and it backs them up to the 50-yard line.
We're doing a great job of covering these receivers because
yes,
more often than not, he's having to start pulling the ball down and making a run for it.
7 penalties for 45 yards now against Nettleton. So now it's second and 19 for the Raiders. Carter to pass, looking long across the middle, overshoots everybody.
Wide open receiver.
Ooh,
that was in the zone.
Alexander
standing there.
Was there.
Yeah, and he just did overshot him about 3 feet high. There was no way he was going to jump that high.
So now it's third and 19 for the Raiders. They're at the 50. You would think, even as long as they have to go, I guess it depends on what they do on the third down, but you would think they're probably going to have 2 shots here.
I'm saying the third and 17 here. I don't know if I'd want to try that at fourth and 17.
It's not going to be that now because the Bombers jumped offside. Defensive end on this side is drawn off, so now instead of third and about 19, it's going to be third and 14.
Now, pick seven up, and then fourth and seven, I do think they would go for it.
Bombers had one penalty in the first half, six in this third quarter. Third and 14 now for the Raiders. Working right to left with four receivers. Carter back to pass. Right side is complete.
Great
and
tackle.
Right at the first down marker. They're a yard shy of the completion to Alexander.
Is that
fourth and a yard coming up.
Stockton coming up from his corner slot, or was that 21? Is that Sorrells?
Might have been Sorrells.
It was a great job responding to the play because at first it was a little quick out. He hit him quick, and you turned
yes.
around, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a big gainer. But he came up and just popped him.
Fourth and a yard here for this Raider offense. Can the Bomber defense force a stop? The quarterback keeps it straight ahead. He has the first down. Inside the 30 to the 29, and the Raiders move the chains.
And we have a defender down. It's Tabor at the 27-yard line.
And this is left leg. We'll break 2:33 left in the third. The Bombers down by a point. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army thrift store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began. This house, named by one website as the most haunted house in America, has been featured on My Ghost Story, Ghost Hunters, and Paranormal Witness. Know where it is? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:33 left in the third quarter. Nettleton leading Mountain Home 21-20. Raiders looking at a fresh set of downs. The injury to Tabor looked to be his left ankle. They help him off the field, and he was able to get up and walk. Here's play action. Pass across the middle. Man complete. Down to the 10-yard line. First and goal coming up now for the Raiders.
Really quick pass there. He's running up and just caught him right in front of the zone with the free safety and was able to get that 10 yards.
Charles Moore with the catch that time for the Raiders.
You know, went to a player that they haven't tried to go to tonight. You know, you're getting later in the ball game and you start seeing those tendencies. Hand off to Young.
Young is going to take it to about the 5-yard line. So second and goal from the 5 coming up now for the Raiders.
Another defender struggling to get up with a cramp for the Bombers.
That's Bogey, who's cramped up a little bit. They do not stop the clock for him, so he can stay in there.
Nettleton moving with a little more urgency now, too, on offense.
Second and goal now from the 5. And Young gets the handoff right up the middle, and he's to the 2. And did the ball come loose? They hadn't blown the whistle yet.
He kept reaching the ball out, so trying to extend for the end zone.
They're going to mark the ball at the 1. So third and goal from the 1 coming up here for the Raiders. ...64 seconds left here in this third quarter.
You're not going to have too many guesses where the ball's going right here.
No. Young gets the handoff straight ahead, and the Bombers grab him. I don't know if he made it in or not.
I don't think he made it in.
The second effort may have gotten it, but
no, they're caught.
Nope, he's short.
He's short.
So a big fourth down coming up here for the Raiders.
Brought down just short of the goal line.
They're going to bring in Scarlett, the backup quarterback. He ran for the first down the last time when the quarterback kept it. So it's going to be fourth and a yard, fourth and goal at the one here for the Raiders with 20 seconds left in this third quarter. They're going to empty the backfield. Scarlett, a quarterback, and a timeout in Nettleton. 16 seconds left in the third. The Raiders up one. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
16 seconds left in this third quarter. Nettleton leading Mountain Home 21-20.
Biggest defensive play of the night coming up right here.
Fourth and a yard here for Nettleton. It's fourth and goal at the one. They're inside the one right now.
They are.
That ball is about halfway between the one-yard line and the goal line.
And why a quarterback doesn't get under center is beyond me.
I agree with you 100%. This is Scarlett, the backup quarterback, who's in there now. He is going to fake the handoff. He did not make it. He did not make it. The Bombers held him inside the one-yard line. A huge defensive stand by Mountain Home. Scarlett faked the handoff of the jet sweep. He goes straight ahead with it, and he is stood up by the Bomber defense.
That was a fantastic tackle by the defender. I missed his number there. It was just great reaction. We couldn't have responded any better on that play. That's one of the best defensive plays in recent memory
it
for
is.
The Bombers.
Yep. So now it's first and 99 for Mountain Home with 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Nettleton leading by one.
And we'll take 3 yards right here on this first snap.
Yes.
Just get us a little breathing room. That is the one thing. These running backs will be in the end zone when they take the handoff.
They will. Is this where you just keep it with the fullback here to try to get that quick hitter?
You either get the quick hitter or you do a wedge play and you run a follow with the quarterback.
It's Bojé that's in a fullback right now. Bojé is going to get it, and he's going to move the pile out to about the four. He got those 3 yards they needed for breathing room.
Now you can do something with your toss plays and your counters because you have to have something quick.
That's the end of the third quarter, 21-20. Nettleton with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.